MGTOW Man, we've made it to another month. I can't believe that it's November. And today's video is one that I've wanted to make for a while, and it has to do with the scarcity mentality versus the abundance mentality. So the scarcity mentality versus the abundance mentality is a comparison that is often and most commonly used when it comes to women, dating women, and finding women to marry. So men have brought it up to me in conversation, and I had it in a MGTOW notes section on my phone, but what really compelled me to make this video today actually was a really minor, somewhat insignificant moment at work today, in which I compare the scarcity and abundance mentality to the notion of choosing to go to the vending machine at work to get something rather than waiting an hour or two to get back home when you can eat your steak dinner and actually feel your body and do something beneficial. So I was walking by the vending machines at work today, and there was this college student that was clawing open a sticky buns wrapper or whatever the heck they are. So he was probably between classes or something, maybe a commuter student, and I just thought to myself, who in their right mind would spend money or waste their time on items from the vending machine in most circumstances? Obviously, everybody has a moment of dire need, but just overall, and a man that uses a vending machine is often one that doesn't care about a number of things that a lot of red pill men will care about in a microcosmic sort of way. So these things are health, as oftentimes the food you're getting out of the vending machine is trash. They don't care about money. Let's face it, for the price of $1.50, all you're getting is an average-sized bag of Doritos. Comparatively, if you go to Walmart, that bag of Doritos you're getting, or Aldi, man, even better, could be five times as large and only cost you $2. So you're getting about 300% more, and you're spending about the same price. So that guy is buying the sticky bun out of the vending machine, and he's living essentially out of scarcity mentality. He's only buying this because his mind frame is based on the notion that I must go for this nutritionally and financially poor item in order to keep me going and help me make it through my next few classes or two. So first off, this guy's mistake is not bringing food to work in the first place or school in the first place. I freaking bring my entire pantry to me to work every day, bring all the coffee I own and my electric boiler to work so I can make coffee there and avoid having to buy a $2 cup there. So he's making this purchase because he doesn't believe that there's anything better for him to buy right now. He's willing to pay more for the sticky bun than he normally would because scarcity drives the price up. It's simple supply and demand economics, and the world operates in the same way. Finding or avoiding women, it's economics, and hence we have words like sexual marketplace value, SMV, because sex, like everything, is money, because money equals survival, and what is life without survival? But this made me think of the red pill, dating and saving, and many things that us MGTOW men consider on a daily basis. So when blue pillars and those that hope to land themselves in a matrimonial relationship make the statement, oh, there are plenty more fish in the sea, what they're saying is that the world truly does have an abundance. They want to comfort you with the notion because they believe that you are living in a state of scarcity at the moment. And that's because when you date, you operate in scarcity. You believe that the world is scarce when it comes to women that you're dating. Inferring and looking into this comforting statement reveals this, guys. And think about it. I know when I've dated, I would meet women, I'd walk by them and see, yeah, she's really hot, she has great this or great that, and I'd be recognizing these things, but I wouldn't think to myself, I wish I had this other girl. Maybe this wouldn't be the case if I had stayed in the relationships longer than I did, with the longest one being about a year and a half. But part of this is that you naturally create this feeling of false contentment in association with your cognitive dissonance. And this is a scarcity mentality because scarcity mentality is beta in nature. It doesn't operate in reality. It does operate in a reality, but it's that reality that you manufacture for yourself to help mask the truth of the real reality. And recognize this, men. With this anecdote, I'm going to touch on a few things that express the differences between a man that takes the approach of having an abundance mentality and the man that has a scarcity mentality. So those that exhibit an abundance mentality, and I'm going to start with this first because I want you guys to understand that this is who you want to be and these are the beliefs that you want to cultivate, not the ideas and thoughts that a person living in scarcity or constant fear would possess. So abundance essentially means that there are enough resources and successes available to be had for yourself and to share with others. And obviously, this is only partially true, I believe. There are sometimes resources aren't plentiful enough to go around completely. And I think you have to be a little bit forceful in getting those things. And I don't think that there will be enough resources to continue to support the growing population throughout the world. Unfortunately, as we reach and further along, bring ourselves further along towards famine and things like that. And some of these things that I'm going to mention come from the Red Pill Handbook. And the first one is nonchalance and indifference. So sometimes they're arrogant. They're typically uncaring of small matters and they replace women. So this is a abundance mentality. This is the first thing, the linchpin of an abundance mentality. And the first thing that I want to point out about this characteristic is that there is a clear connection between they are typically uncaring of small matters and the fact that they replace women. So clearly being used in conjunction with one another right here. There must be a relationship between small matters and women if you choose that. Obviously, you can end up making a woman a large matter, but usually it ends up being a large problem. And on the surface, men replace, or in the Red Pill MGTOW terms, move on from dating and having mirror relationships with women because there are more options in life out there, not women, but in life. And they understand that the likelihood that their current girl is far better than the options in front of them are slim to none, because there really is, you know, there's such a small likelihood that the current girl that you were with was actually better than other options. And this is what got me into thinking the further I got into my relationship with my ex-girlfriend, and I continued to realize that I'm only at a small college and I'm selling myself out at 22, thinking that, you know, who I've met so far is better than what could have been afforded to me over the next decade at least. And that's called scarcity thinking. And while sometimes those small town marriages work that are based in scarcity, one of the reasons they do is that it's an extreme form of blue pill in many situations, really preaching the ignorance is bliss mentality. But mainly, it is important to you because it doesn't define you and it doesn't add to you as you are on the path to attain your goals. That's why these things are minor. That's why you brush minor things off and you brush women off in relationships. So as a man with an abundance mentality, your goals aren't the goals of getting married, having kids, and setting up that life. Your goals are on the things that will afford you true survival, which is improving your skill set, your career, investing, saving, and fortifying yourself for potential hazards down the road. And understanding that being with a woman actually makes your decisions and successes and failures more dire and important is reason to make you more stressed. And being with a woman will instill more fear and make tasks at work, school, or wherever seem like they have more importance, because more is riding on the outcome, guys. And the next thing is, men that live in an abundance mentality mindset, they spend a lot of time living mentally in the future, only coming into the present for breaks. So when you're constantly setting goals for yourself, you don't necessarily live in the present. You are doing things in the present because it sets you best up for success in the future. And this is why us Red Pill men just can't mesh with women in relationships today. And I know many men that have dated women that are unable to get out of the moment for the sake of doing something in that moment that will set up a future with exponentially more great moments than, you know, anything we could experience in the present. And those men end up failing in those relationships. And I know that I was one of those guys. I was one of these guys that would always tell myself and my girlfriends, you know, if I do this work right now and I get things set, I'll be able to be fully present with you, not just in the future, but in smaller tasks and a smaller level, maybe later that night. And this is often why you see marriages fail when the man is working 80 plus hours a week, because he is hoping with the illusion to provide for his wife and send his two kids to college with complete tuition. So this doesn't work because he is living a conflicted reality. He's accepting this notion of abundance and the fact that he is living mentally in the future and preparing for it and believing that success can be had and isn't dousing the stress and doubt that he has in his mind with bad things, with fleeting things like many people do. But on the other end of things, he's living in scarcity with the mindset because, you know, I'm living in pursuit of external validation when it becomes in the form of being married and supporting that family. And while you may feel a sense of self-actualization for doing your work and succeeding on that level, your ultimate validation comes through providing for and maintaining acceptance from your family. And a key element of a man living in scarcity, described as a beta male, is that he's afraid of rejection. And I don't want to preach that providing for your family and for maybe an ailing parent or something is not honorable. It is honorable. But I'm painting the picture of how there is a difference between many men that are married and many men that aren't, and how they pursue their goals. And a key element of a man living in scarcity, described as a beta male, is that he's afraid of rejection. He is not able to make the greatest amount of risk that he wants to as a result of his ties to other people and their approval of his work. He is afraid of losing something or someone. And removing the fear of losing something and someone is one of the goals of approaching life through the red pill lens and going MGTOW, at least from how I interpret the philosophy and connect it to my life. So, conversely, guys, this man expects rejection from people and thus isn't afraid of it. So this is a red pill understanding that is hard to achieve, but is one of the most important things that you can instill in a son or daughter or anyone that you're serving as a mentor for. If you can instill in them that rejection is the norm and that it should be expected, then they will be less paralyzed as they go about life. Retreating into fear can be connected with fear of loss and rejection. And you want this person to be free and to be released from doubt. You want your kids to be released from that. And that's hard to achieve. And the norm is that the world is cold and that the world is rigorous, but at the same time, the world is conquerable and that you can control things that you want to control. And a lot of pickup artists, some PUAs, they look at this too much from the perspective of what a man living in abundance would do around women. The PUA would say that a man living in scarcity will not make many moves on women because rejection lies on the other end. He is afraid of the friend zone and the negative emotions associated with it. On the other hand, the man in abundance will take risks and get the girl that he otherwise wouldn't because he isn't afraid of rejection and always knows that there is another option out there. And I wouldn't even dwell in this sphere and concern myself with that. Once again, this is not a PUH discussion or channel. And man, if you're going MGTOW, you aren't concerned about strategies to get women. You get yourself, you get your life straightened out, and you get your own ducks in a row, and then people will take note. And if you want them to take note, and you want them to be women, that's your choice. But the most important thing is that you will be set up for yourself and for the people you actually care about. And the next thing is, what does it look like to be a man living in scarcity? So this is the scarcity beta blue pill man. So he is living in a blue pill mindset, and I've been there too. And it is also, a man, he's going to be a man that's pulled around by women. He will be pulled around by her demands because he believes that he cannot have another option. And this man is exceedingly loyal, and he is loyal to a fault. There's no confidence. He doesn't trust his own abilities. He is so loyal that he may put his own health and quality of life at risk because he doesn't value himself. He has no confidence in himself that even if he got what he needed and he got what he wanted out of life to succeed, that he still wouldn't be able to because he is not trusting in his own abilities to do what others can or cannot do. And let's take a quick excerpt from a conversation that I had with one of my dudes the other day. So we were talking about this chick that he was helping out and letting her sleep in his apartment for a few days as she was trying to figure things out. She pleaded that he let her sleep in his bed and he on the couch in the living room, wherever that was. He said no, and the reason he said no was because he felt confident in himself. He knew that if he got what he needed, then he would succeed. She, in her comfort, was not what he needed. In this situation, he needed sleep. What succeeding was to him was doing well at work. And if he got sleep, then he'd be able to maximize what he already had, which is a good mind and skills. And if he combined those two things, he would be able to succeed and fulfill what he wanted to. He trusts himself. And a man that is living in scarcity would actually interpret this woman and this opportunity as a chance for him to find a mate, and they overvalue situations with women, okay? And he will do whatever it takes to appease her. And you may say that I'm pushing too far, but I believe that it is true. And in this case, this woman isn't even expressing any value in the man because she wanted to sleep in the bed. Whether it's with or without him, I don't know, but that's beside the point. She would be disrupting his natural pattern of sleep, bottom line, and that's all that matters. And a man with scarcity overvalues all interactions with women and interprets them as dire because he associates them with survival and personal worth, not himself. And thus, guys, a man with a scarcity mindset finds himself and sets himself up for abuse, rather. So why do you think that when you hear people discuss abuse or relationships with others and they receive support, one of the most common lines is, you are worth more than that or you don't deserve that? And the reason that this is stated is because abuse is perpetuated when a person doesn't express value in themselves. Sure, sometimes the person has no control over the situation and they can't reduce that level of abuse. But most of the time they can. And when it comes to a woman abusing a man's power and control and not respecting him in any way, emotionally or physically, that meant as letting it happen most of the time. And a man always has the ball in his court. Realize this. He always has possession of the ball. And he can make a pass, take a shot, take a dribble, or take a timeout whenever he wants. The power is in his hand, and I know I've been guilty of not accepting that fact before. And he sets himself up for abuse because he believes that he has to take it from her because the alternative is being alone. And he can in no way get another woman in his life if he loses her. Thus, you resort to white knighting and blue pilling your way through the relationship. And this person is spineless and they cannot hold frame, as the author in the Red Pill Handbook states. They exude desperation and they chase women. They don't chase their dreams. And while I cringe in doing this, let's take one from future. Chase a check. All right, don't chase that broad, men. Money gets passed around, though. It changes hands, but it doesn't necessarily get born. Only inflation and reprinting does. With women, though, they're constantly being born every day. They're more plentiful than ever. Don't sell out for a Cinnabon that you have in the work vending machine. Wait a minute. Play the long game once again, and you eat your steak dinner that you have waiting at home. It'll taste way better, and it'll help you way more in the long run. And a man that is living in scarcity doubts that any of this is a reality. They doubt that they'll be able to last that long and make it through the current moments, and they have to go for the Cinnabon. And then you end up sticking around in that same old town, too, because you don't think that you can do any better. Then when you finally move 25 years later and realize that you're in control of painting that self-portrait or building that home as Tyler Durden's Space Monkeys were asked in the car in Fight Club, then you will be regretting it and wishing you'd lived in the red pill paradigm earlier, seeing the world in the lens of abundance. And maybe I'm wrong, and maybe you've got something to refute in today's edition. And if that's the case, please let me know in the comment section below. I do want to hear from you guys. I will look at your guys' work and get back to you as always. Thanks for watching today, and hopefully you were able to understand the difference between scarcity and abundance, not just in the limited frame of mind, which is dating. What topics do you want me to look at, guys, and what designs do you want on those hoodies that I'm planning on getting out there for you guys? I want to get that going. I've got some guys I'm talking to about it. What would you like to see? Let me know. I'm always open to hear. Let me know at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Guys, hoodies are up. Hoodies out.